live from Cape Town. This is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and good morning. Today we focus on, as we all know, February is National Cancer Prevention Awareness Month, and we speak about the first patient-led cancer registry that was launched. We have online founder of Living with Cancer, that is Belinda Wagner, and it is said that Belinda Wagner is a facilitator, marketing consultant and life coach who was diagnosed with a rare cancer and, due to lack of information online, decided to open a patient-led registry for people living with cancer. Belinda, good morning to you, and indeed a warm welcome.
Thank you, and morning to you.
Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us this morning and to speak about your journey. Belinda, speak about your personal journey first, and you know how you knew something was wrong when you were diagnosed and it is said to be a rather rare cancer as well.
So it took about 6 months, 2016, it took about 6 months for the doctors to actually diagnose me. A number of tests and lots of consultation and medication, and eventually after coughing up blood, the doctors were able to diagnose me with something called angiosarcoma, which is cancer of the blood vessel lining. I then started my treatment in 2016, and right up until the middle of 2017.
If you mentioned a rare type of cancer, was it not known in South Africa? So doctors had to do some more research with regards to your diagnosis?
Yes, yeah, so because it presented itself so differently, it's not the kind of cancer you can pick up in the blood, or they actually had to cut me open and remove contents. And once they understood what that was, then yes, they had to run a number of tests, and the pathologist at the time said it was one of the most difficult cases that he had experienced in a while. So I think it's known in South Africa, but it's not very well known, so it was a little bit more difficult to diagnose.
So what were the warning signs that you lived with prior to diagnosis?
So literally I was coughing all the time. I had a cough for about 6 months, and I was feeling weak, bit of pain, but nothing obvious. And that's why they originally diagnosed me with organizing pneumonia and eventually angiosarcoma. So they'd done a number of tests, and they were convinced that many of the doctors told me, no, it's not cancer. It's got to be something else. And eventually after 6 months, they were able to diagnose me.
Okay, so you've launched Living with Cancer. Tell us more about this, when it was launched, and also, you know, it's all about living with cancer, basically, as well.
100%. So when I started the journey, it was a really lonely journey, and I reached out and tried to find out as much as I could. So I originally started with a WhatsApp group, support group, and I just got a few people that had contacted me, and we got them on the group, and I spread the word out, and through my church and through my oncologist, just got a whole lot of people involved. And then eventually realizing that there was such a need for it, and more importantly, I found that the cancer registry for South Africa it's quite difficult to update because there's lots of protocol, and originally my cancer wasn't on the list. So I thought, you know, there's a need for this. So I looked for some funding and realized very quickly that I needed to formalize it. And that's when I started the NGO. I then contacted Microsoft, and Microsoft put me in contact with Ultron Carabiner. And through that process, I said, look, how could we go about creating a cancer registry, but patient-led cancer registry, so we don't have to wait for the pathologists and the doctors, and you know, we could actually do something and create a database led by the patient.
Indeed. Blood, I'm sure you're aware that Colin is not able to be with us this morning due to some family emergency, but we'd love to know a little bit more about your collaboration, and also what Colin Govender's part is in all of this.
So when I first met Colin was about 2 years ago. I went to see Colin, and I said, I got all excited. So through my journey, there was an initiative a cure for angiosarcoma, and that was patient-led. And I went to Colin and I said, listen, I've got this idea. This is what I want to do. At the time, he was working for Ultron, and I just recently moved to Ultron Carabiner. And I said, this is what I want to do. This is what I envisioned. This is my dream. And he said to me, Belinda, you know, we'd love to support you. And then through the process, he teamed me up with a group of individuals from the organization, put a project team together. And from literally, you know, the very first engagement, he was excited and prepared to support me through this process. So it really has been an awesome partnership.
Do you find that, you know, the registry itself, when we speak about people joining Living with Cancer, are they both males and females actively involved?
Absolutely. So this isn't a woman's only or a rare cancer registry. It's actually for everybody in South Africa. And we've had all walks of life part of our NGO and, you know, registering on the cancer database as well as on our WhatsApp group. So we've had children, parents, you know, parents of children. We've had adults. We've had men, women. It really isn't specific. It's anyone who's going through this journey, because it's really an ongoing journey. So even though I might, you know, I'm basically on track in hills, you still live with it every single day of your life, because you've got to go for scans. Regularly, yeah.
So just a question there, Belinda, does this mean that, you know, the app, we're going to speak about this app, but to join Living with Cancer, is it just a support, or are there also doctors? So if people have questions, then they can actually answer them, because we know that, you know, support patient to patient is very important as well, but not just that, there's always a support that the family might need, and people wanting to know from the medical fraternity, where am I at, and how far advanced is my cancer, what can I expect, or what can I do?
So the amazing thing is, this is a platform, and what I've managed to do is to gather as many stakeholders and anyone that is prepared to support me in any possible way through this platform. So at the moment, it's a website, and you go on and you register. But part of that, we have the WhatsApp group. When pre-COVID, we used to meet on a regular basis, but also we have a whole network that we reach out to. So what my job is really to be an advocate and where possible. So this morning, actually just before the call, one of my colleagues asked me to give somebody that I've been working with for a long time a phone call. She's just been diagnosed. So I've spoken to someone through that journey. I will connect you to a doctor, or I will connect you, someone needs a bed, or someone needs palliative care. So it's really about taking the platform and using the network to extend and reach to anyone who they need.
So what is the name of the site that you have?
So it is called livingwithcancersa.co.za.
Okay, livingwithcancersa.co.za. And you mentioned it's an international, so it's for people all over South Africa as well. They can log in and then they can join.
Yes, 100%. So there's you register, you log in, you can join, and you can capture all your information. You can actually capture your mood as well and some of your medical history. And then you can decide if you want to connect via our Facebook page or our Instagram or our Twitter site, or even you can listen to some of the podcasts that we've recorded. So it's a whole network and a platform of information where we share from peer to peer, but also or patient to patient or survivor to survivor. I like to call us warriors, actually. Mm-hmm. Because we're warriors for the world of cancer. But you can connect as you require. So anyone who's been diagnosed or who needs support from a family perspective or...
Do you find that people are a bit skeptical because of, you know, that confidentiality, too afraid maybe to divulge everything on the site or to share?
So we have that covered. There is privacy involved, so no one has access to this information, and you are asked whether or not you're happy to share. And if you're not happy to share, you know, obviously we won't. So interestingly enough, most people in this world are very happy to share. Mm-hmm. Because I know that if I can make a difference in someone's life in some small way, I will definitely do that. And most people feel that way in this space.
So coming back to your diagnosis, are you still living with angiosarcoma? Is there a cure for it?
So there isn't a cure for it, but I am living with it because I do I do have two tumors that aren't active, but they're there. So I'll never be what they call NED, no evidence of disease, because they're there, and they can't remove them because they're too risky to remove them. So as long as they're sleeping, I'm fine. But in 2017, a new research came out. I'm actually taking something called Inderol or Propadanol, which is a high blood pressure tablet, and it keeps costs a couple of rand a month, and it keeps my cancer at bay.
I think that's absolutely amazing, and we want to wish you a long, happy life for that.
Thank you.
Just coming back, when was the site launched? And yes, it is open to everyone with cancer if they wish to join as well. But tell us about the launch and how it happened.
So we launched, we worked really, really hard, and we launched, I mean, being an NGO, this is all funded by Altron, and literally, so it wasn't that I could throw a whole big budget at it. So we launched it on the 4th of, the 4th of February, World Cancer Day, and literally you can go on and you can sign at any stage. The aim is to try and get a million people to sign up, so that we could utilize this information to help with decision making. I've got the Cancer Alliance on board. I've got Dr. Singh on board, who heads up the National Cancer Registry. So we have amazing support.
And I think that's absolutely amazing. If people wish to make contact with you, would you want to share your information, maybe an email address?
100%. So you could either contact me via the site, or you can contact me. Do you want me to give you the information now?
If you don't mind.
Not at all. So it's livingwithcancer, sa.co.za.
Yes.
And I'll give you my contact details. I'm just going to give you, there's two of us that you can contact. And so the first email address is connect@livingwithcancersa.co.za.
That is one word.
One word, yep.
.co.za. That is connect@livingwithcancersa.co.za.
Yeah, livingwithcancersa.co.za.
With Cancer SA, okay.
Or it's my email address, which is Belinda.
Yes.
At livingwithcancersa.
livingwithcancersa.
.co.za.
So, are the contact numbers for people to speak to if you want to have a personal conversation, maybe with somebody that you feel, you know, can relate to your story? Is that allowed as well?
Absolutely. So, my number is
083-325-325-3100.
And they can join, either contact me, or they can go on the site, connect onto the WhatsApp group, or contact me directly, and then we'll load them on.
Very interesting that we're speaking about this and speaking to you about it, because I have a 2-year-old, 6-year-old grandson who was diagnosed 2 years ago with lymphoblastic leukemia, and he's still on treatment as well. So I think it's a good site for my daughter also to visit, and we'll see what to do after that. But
That's wonderful.
Belinda, thanks so much for, you know, looking beyond yourself and looking, you know, at the broader picture of many people with cancer needing all this help and research, and here you do it on their behalf as well. So it's by a click of a button that people can actually access some information, because you're always afraid when you are being diagnosed, you know, what to expect, what is going to happen. So at least when you go to the doctor, you know which questions maybe to ask as well, because somebody else might have, you know, given you some information as well, or you might have gotten the information on the website too.
100%. And to be honest with you, I'm really honored to walk the journey with anyone that allows me in their space, because I really understand what it's like. So for me, it's an honor to do this.
Belinda, as a warrior, we say thank you so much, because we know what it is like to be a warrior, to be in it and still to, you know, give of yourself to others as well. May you be granted a long life and a happy life.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
You're welcome.
It's been wonderful.
And we're hoping that your 2021 will be greater than 2020 as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Keep
Take
well.
Care.
You too. Okay. Bye. Stay
Bye.
Safe.
My radio station. Your radio station. Our radio station. The Voice of the Cape.